I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Tonight marks the 25th anniversary of the North Carolina Heritage Awards. Included in this year's recipients, a weaver, a potter, a member of the Monitors, and the 10-time Grammy Award winner and North Carolina native, fiddler Bobby Hicks. Bobby Hicks first made a name for himself with his pioneering work with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. He joins me in the studio now, along with Executive Director of the North Carolina Arts Council, Wayne Martin, and guitarist, Tony Williamson. Thank you all for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Bobby, you have been playing the fiddle for the majority of your life.
Yes.
Why of all of the bluegrass instruments you could have picked, why fiddle?
Well, when I was a kid, my brothers had a little band, and I played mandolin in the band. And then my brother had a friend that he wanted to get him in the band too, but he couldn't play anything. So he talked me into teaching him how to play the mandolin, and then they fired me. So I had to find something else to play.
And you just stuck with it.
So I picked the fiddle.
And Wayne, you are part of the North Carolina Arts Council. You have spent some time in this state as the state folklorist. You certainly have a wide breadth of knowledge about musicians in this state. Talk a little bit about the decision to include Bobby Hicks as one of this year's recipients, in terms of what he means to bluegrass music, but also to the music scene in North Carolina.
Well, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I'm a great admirer of Bobby Hicks. As a musician, you know, he carries on this North Carolina fiddling tradition in the sense that he can play the melody beautifully. He gets feeling in his music. Yet at the same time, he's innovated.
Tony Williamson, you are a musician yourself, and what a very good one in your own right, and you're sitting here next to Bobby Hicks, and I wonder, what do you see when you see someone like Bobby Hicks?
I like to look at Bobby and think in terms of unraveling the mystery of his art. When I was a little boy, I played music with my parents and their bands, but I remember when my dad brought home the first little record player, and it would play a 45 RPM record, and he had bought just one record that day, and it was Bill Monroe's Panhandle Country in Scotland. But when he put that on that record, and that Panhandle Country came out, and then the Scotland, I mean, if you had played Beethoven's Fifth, I wouldn't have been more mystified, because the harmonies, the way all the instruments filled in together was a completely new thing. So it was sort of a lifetime quest for me to unlock the secrets of that. And interestingly enough, I wrote a letter to Bluegrass Unlimited right around that time as a young man asking, where is Bobby Hicks? Nobody really knew. And in 1974, he comes back from Las Vegas and walks into a little place called Sammy's in Greensboro where our band was playing. And he brings in a blue Barkus Berry fiddle, and he's got a Western shirt and a cowboy hat. And he pulls that fiddle out, and there it was, that sound. I get chills just thinking about it. So here I am with him today, and it's such an honor.
Well, I wonder if you two would play us something together.
Well, of course.
What will you play?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, when you figure it out, let us know.
We might play Maiden's Prayer.
Great.
All right, Tony. One, two, three. Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bobby, you have been honored with awards all over the country, with Grammy nominations and Grammys, and now you're being honored by the state of North Carolina, your native state.
Yes.
What does that mean to you to get this recognition from your home?
Well, it means more than Grammys, I think. It's wonderful that people think that much of me around here. I never in my whole lifetime thought that it would be this good. I've really enjoyed being back home. I've been gone for a long time. I've been back in North Carolina since 1975, and I was in Las Vegas and Reno, Nevada for something like 12 years. And I got tired of living in the fast lane, so I moved back here. And it's just so laid back. I love it here.
Well, I'm sure. I can only imagine. Everyone's happy to have you back. Yeah. Wayne, Bobby is being joined in good company this year with some of the other recipients. Will you tell me a little bit about who else is getting this award?
Arnold Richardson, a member of the Halawasaponi tribe, who has really brought about a renaissance of cultural traditions of the Eastern tribes who live in North Carolina. Susan Levier, who is a weaver from Jackson County, Silva. Bill Myers, who has a great band, R&B and jazz band, called The Monitors, that he's held together for 50 years. Roberta Flack was his first lead singer back in the late 50s and early 60s. And Sid Luck, a wonderful Seagrove potter. So they'll all be receiving their awards at Fletcher Opera Theater and performing, and we'll be talking on stage with all of them.
Bobby, you are retired from playing professionally now, I know, but I know that you still do play. You oftentimes drop in on groups playing. How important is it for you? How hard is it for you to actually stay off of, not a stage, but out of that performing realm, playing with people that you admire?
I would like to be able just to sit on my deck at my home in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina and Western North Carolina, and just relax, you know, and play my fiddle and listen to it echo back to me. But I really enjoy working with people. You know, I see Ricky Skaggs every once in a while, and he always wants me to sit in and play with his band. I worked for him 22 years, and I know everything he does, so it's not too hard to do. But I really enjoy playing, and I don't think I ever will quit completely.
Maybe they'll officially let you retire when you're 90.
Well, that's close.
Well,
it won't be long.
Well, I want to thank you all very much for being here today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phoebe.
I wonder if you and Tony Williamson would play us one more song.
Sure. Let's do one called Katie Hill, or East Tennessee Blues. East Tennessee Blues would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Martin is executive director of the North Carolina Arts Council. Tony Williamson accompanied Bobby Hicks on guitar, and Bobby Hicks was here playing his fiddle. He will be honored at the North Carolina Heritage Awards tonight at 8 p.m. at Fletcher Opera Hall in Raleigh. You can see a video of the performances today on our website, WUNC.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Thank you.